your sacrifice. But I have very good news to for you. We have done now this 12-hour kirtan, which is supposed to be our great offering to Krishna in this kirtan retreat. Today it will be not so transformational, the retreat. We will talk about the kirtan mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Dhanuddha Maharaj is preparing like anything already for his presentation, kirtan in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And it will be something we can all look forward in the afternoon. And I'm not exactly sure how to do it. I will talk with Govinda Nandan and Banu Nandini, the organizers of the retreat. But I think, if possible, this evening we should do a little bit more kirtan. It's so soothing when we all sit and just express our hearts to Krishna. It's so soothing. It makes the heart so, I'm good that I made it into this room in this human form of life. You know, we feel like this, but I did the right thing. I'm in this room. I'm safe now. So good. Let us do this, and then tomorrow. Wait a minute. Oh, tomorrow is our celebration day. We will celebrate the fruits of the retreat, which will come tomorrow morning or during the day, and in the evening we will have a celebration with a classical feast. I can imagine that some of us, including myself, will be most properly a little. We will really participate in the feast, in the Prasadam feast, and then is only one more morning. It's an easy program. It's called Taking the Retreat Home. Some suggestions, advices, and something which we call the Kirtan Arrow, which is really a formula for kirtan, which makes it very easy to access or contact the treasures which kirtan can give to us. It's a summary in five very, very easy techniques which you have all learned very well. I mean, all of you are already masters in this technique, so it's like this. So, yes. So I really also request you now, where you have done this hard work and you were... it's a pleasing work, but it is work. I can see in your faces and whatever little insights I have in human hearts that you are moved. It is, has moved you. Today I spoke with a very nice devotee and I said, "How do you feel?" The devotee said, "Purified." And I said to the devotee, "Yes, we do something so entirely different than what we usually do in our lives. You know, look at your life back in the places from where you come. It doesn't start at, you know, very early with individual japa. It doesn't start with a morning program and then a lecture where the lecturer has only one purpose, to make you deeply think about your life. You know, it doesn't start like this normally. And then the distributed throughout the day is Vaishnav Association. You are encouraged to, even in the pauses, the so-called pauses, not pause, there are buddies, there are preparations for your individual presentations. There are questions which you take with you out of the session, which continue to work on your heart. Then there is a lot of kirtan here and there and everywhere. And interesting and sometimes challenging discussions with the devotees. And then there is, of course, a little bit the artery, but the artery also gets cold after half an hour, you know, swimming. So it is something different than we usually do. And then in the evening we come again together, we hear about Krishna and don't see a movie or relax, you know. It's something different, and therefore, not all of us can, as I said yesterday, the moment we come out of our normal comfort zone, which is somewhere between 15 degrees Celsius and 25 degrees Celsius, and we come in a retreat where the retreat facilitators always apply 40 degrees Celsius, some heat, you know, we are stirred up. But my dear devotees, only this is the way to gain real wealth. We hear from Srila Prabhupada in comparison of making ghee, which is the most healthy Ayurvedic thing, which you find in almost in many medicines. It is something which is used for first-class cooking. The way you attain ghee is that you take butter, which already looks quite exalted, a good substance, butter, and you purify it, and you take out the impurities, which look like fried varicose veins, you know. I don't know if you have ever seen the process of making ghee. You take butter, which looks just so pure and soft, like a little baby popo, and you put it on fire. And then all of a sudden you see all these ugly things in the butter. You know, it looks this brown. They look like brown remnants after you have made pakoras. You know, that they come up to the surface and you take them out and you throw them away so that finally you have the pure ghee. So a retreat, we go on a retreat not to really stay in the zone which we are usually working in. We go in a retreat to discover spiritual wealth, to go on our individual treasure hunt and find it. And I think it's so symbolic that this retreat takes place on an island. At least in Germany, all the children think that on islands in Croatia, there are gold treasure boxes. That's how we grow up. You know, my children's books were all about islands with treasure boxes. Really, every one of them, except Robinson Crusoe. But I think he also found some treasure in his relationship to Freitag. You know, a person who first was a slave and then became a friend. That was his treasure. So yes. Krishna. But yes, the reason why I told all this and run you through a retreat and a possible experience of the retreat was to tell you, now please take it more easy. We have done what we needed to do, and as we say in Sanskrit, kritagyoham, I know what has been done on your side. Kritagyoham. I know what was done. So now take off some of the, we will put the fire down. You don't have to worry any longer. Hare Krishna. Good. Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Madhava Deyadadhamadhava Punyabihadi Gopi jana vallava iri varadari Gopi jana vallava Giri Varadari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Sodanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Rama, Hare, Hare.
Everybody.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Mohat, Mohat.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Jaya Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat. Jaya Gaura Nitai. Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radha, Kunya Bihari Radha, Kunya Bihari Radhe.
Jayo Vishnupada Paramahansa Paravrajakacharya Ashtada Satasi Simatisti Vaingres Silabe Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Iskon Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakha O Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Namo Vishnu Padme Hasta Bhutaye Madhvati Anga Sami Anga Sami Sami Anga Sami Anga Sami Anga Sami Anga This is a well-known verse. It comes from the Shikshastakam. Please repeat the verse directly after me. Nayanam galada shudaraya. Vadanam gatkada dudaya gira. Bulakai nichitam vapukada. Tava nama grahane bhavishyati. Nayanam galada shudaraya. Vadanam gatkada dudaya gira. Kulakai nichitam vapukada. Tava nama grahane bhavishyati. Nayanam galadushrudadaya. Varanam Gatkara Rudaya Gira Ulakai Nichitam Vapukada Tavanama Grahane Bhavishyati. Yes, someone else, please.
Nayanam Gavadashrudaraya.
Nayanam Gavadashrudaraya.
Madanam Gadgadarudaya Gira.
Madanam Gadgadarudaya Gira.
Ulakai Nichitam Vapukada.
Ulakai Nichitam Vapukada.
Tavanama Grahane Bhavishyati.
Tavanama Grahane Bhavishyati.
Yes. Yes, Majjis, please. Shudaraya Varanam Gatgada Rudaya Gira Pulakai Nichitam Vapukada Tavanama Grahane Bhavishyati. My dear Lord, we are so prayerful. I thought we would just listen, but if you want to say it, yes, please.
When will my eyes
be beautified by filling with tears
that constantly glide down
as I chant your holy name?
When will my voice falter?
And all the hairs on my body stand erect in transcendental happiness. When I chant your holy name. With your permission, I will now read it alone. My dear Lord, when will my... You are becoming transcendentally inspired. This is very good. This is very good. When we can't stop, you know, we want to express our devotion. When there is, my dear Lord, we want to say it. We want to feel it. Yes, this is desired. Now we will make an exercise in mind control. I'm joking. No more yogi things. We are now fully in devotion, you know. My dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by good schminka? No, that's not the proper verse reading. My dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by Ray-Ban sunglasses? That's not the right thing. These are material desires. Let us make a third. You see, I'm so materialistic, I even cannot read properly. My dear Lord, listen to this, my dear devotees, about the decoration of the eyes. My dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name? This is the beautification of the eyes. Huh? When will my voice falter? Doesn't speak straight any longer. It goes, oh, it just breaks. Breaks is the word. When will my voice falter? And all the hairs on my body stand erect in transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Do you recognize this is the mood, the Kirtan Bhava of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It's loving ecstasy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks this verse with apparent feelings of distress, lamentation, and he feels the feeling of great dānya. Dānya means, although a person feels himself is very qualified, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so qualified, they feel themselves very wretched. You know, PowerPoint demonstration and all that, you remember. So he says this. His feeling is, I can't go on like this any longer. Without love of Godhead, my life is so useless. It's extremely useless, my life. Therefore, I pray to you, Krishna, please accept me as your servant, and then give me a salary. What is salary in Croatian? Yes. Give me this bludgeon. Yes. Give me this salary of ecstatic love of God. So let me do some sluchpa, let me do service, but you also give me my salary, because otherwise I can't go on any longer without this salary. I don't want coins from you. I don't want money. I don't want holidays even in your service. I just want a salary, and that is love. This is the prema dhana. Dhana means the wealth of ecstatic love. I'm daritra jivana, very poor. My life is very poor. I'm really like one of these beggars in India. You can see them who are really poor. I mean, really poor. And now, I don't know how long I will be able to maintain myself any longer. I just need even a little salary, little bit of that prema dana. He repeats it two times. Prema dana vina vyata daritra jivana dosa kari vetana more. Deha prema dana. Give me. This beggar begging for something to maintain his life and make it useful and make it a life, a real life. This teaching to come into a mood where you long for something, like a beggar, that's the analogy which we hear from this verse, who longs, who needs something, is found in other parts of the scriptures as well. Similarly, in the Adi Purana, Krishna speaks about this kirtan of longing. He says such a kirtan purchases him. What you have to do is you have to sing and dance before Krishna in a longing mood, a mood that ultimately brings some first-class tears to your eyes. Would you like to hear this verse where Krishna speaks about the secret to Arjuna? It's recited in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, in the 11th Vilas, or 11th chapter. By the way, the 11th chapter has about 560 verses, and it's all about the holy name. It's the longest Vilas in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. It's a if you want to hear some glorification about the mantra which you chant, go to the 11th Vilas of the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Huh? So here is the verse. It comes from Adi Purana, where Krishna speaks to Arjuna. And Krishna opens his verse in this Purana. Krishna opens his heart, I wanted to say, to Arjuna. There are many important verses in this Purana. For instance, he says, Krishna says, whom he considers his devotee, you know, what he wants to see in his devotee. He talks about this. Krishna talks about a secret list which he keeps, a list which is in his heart with names, and he says how to get on this list in the Adi Purana. I won't tell this about you. This is for other retreats, the Adi Purana. And in this verse now, he really tells a secret which he says, if you do this, I'm yours. It's a secret. You know, there is something, I think, in the heart of every one of us, a very deep desire. And we know if there is someone who can fulfill this desire, we are prepared to give everything to him, to trust him entirely. And we search for that person who can see what I really need and what I really want in my life. And when we meet that person, we surrender. We give this. I have a surprise to you. That person is Krishna. No human being will really give this what we need and what we wish, and in its entirety. He can give something. He can be emphatic. He can be a good person, a good character. But only Krishna is the one who never ever can disappoint us. Never ever. No? So Krishna now, the Lord, who has everything we want, tells now how he, what he wants from his devotees, and how he becomes sold out to the devotee. This verse is important, my dear devotees. Listen. O Arjuna, listen very carefully to what is in my heart. Those persons who sing my name and dance directly before me in the temple truly purchase me. They buy me. Don't be surprised by what I tell you. I declare, this is the truth. And those who sing my names and cry tears have purchased me, Janardana, totally. Except for these devotees, no one can purchase me. Krishna says no one. That means not even the yogis who can go with the speed of mind through the universe in meditation, or the jnanis or the great welfare doers who feed thousands of people. Krishna is truly pleased to the degree that he says, I surrender to you now. You can have me. He's truly purchased by someone who sings his name, dances before him. That refers to a deity or to a deity in the mind, you know, somehow before in the presence before Krishna, you have to be present-minded to Krishna, sing the name, dance even, and while you do this, you have to come to the stage where your heart is sufficiently purified. That happens when you do this. And then a secret tear comes out of the ear. The eye. Yeah. This forms really the mood of the Gaudiyas. This idea of this. I have a god brother, His Holiness Gaur Govinda Maharaj, who said that he had opened a crying school in Bhuvaneshwara. I think, who of you have visited the temple in Bhuvaneshwara, if I may know? Do I remember correctly? There is this, I have opened a crying school. This quotation is, yes or not? Yes. Naivani, you know 100% or you... I have seen it also, but I sometimes see things which are, you know, I have to sometimes ask, you know, did I see... So it is there. So here is one disciple whom I asked, what do you consider a good kirtan? His name is, I think you know, it's Madhavananda Prabhu, who publishes this Krishna Katamrita Bindu and what else, these good books which I think are in the library of many devotees. And he wrote me first something small. I had said, please write in one sentence. What is a good kirtan? I'd asked Lokanath Maharaj. And these our exalted Maharajas, Radhanath Maharaj, I had really gone through my friends in Vrindavan. I just wanted to know, what do you think is a good kirtan? So he wrote one sentence and then he said, Maharaj, I'm not satisfied with what I wrote. Can I write another sentence, please? And I said, yes, please do. I mean, this, I just wanted to not be, you know, because when I give this in my retreats, I can't read a whole thing. I said to Bablu, please, in one sentence, and he wrote in two pages, what is a good evening? And then I thought, this man loves kirtan. He can't do. So, are you prepared? This is what comes, this is very much in the line of Gaur Govinda Maharaj. When I heard it, I was a little bit shocked, but I'm shocked because... You will hear. Are you ready to hear?
Yes.
Not tired?
No.
Good. Real kirtan is when the participants, that means those who are in the kirtan, cry for Krishna from the core of their hearts. Core means deep inside from their hearts. Such is the kirtan performed by the gopis when they surround Radharani and sing to help ease the pangs of her separation from Krishna. You know, Radharani is separated from Krishna. Krishna is gone. What to do now? She is crying. She is almost giving up her life. She wants Krishna so much longing. And the only thing which now can help Srimati Radharani to wake up from this swoon. Swoon means a fainted condition. You know, is when the gopis come and sing Krishna's name, because Krishna is identical with Krishna's name. Syama Sunda Krishna came as Gaura Sunda Mahaprabhu to
in the mood of Radharani. So what did he do? He took part in that kirtan. You know, the devotees were around him singing, and it came to such a degree that they all started to cry tears. And then Gauranga's heart pain was cured. All of our acharyas are taking part in that kirtan. That is the kirtan of our sampradaya. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. First class information. It's true. There's a picture of Srila Prabhupada. You can see in Srila Prabhupada's expression on this very wonderful photograph. I really want to thank you for putting this photograph there. A very mild, a very soft expression. Can you see the softness? So, in kirtan, the heart becomes soft. It melts. And when it melts, that means there's some liquid. And that comes, zoop, out of the eyes. That's the idea of kirtan. The heart becomes soft. The heart, which is so much firm by what I always show the devotees, you know, by the knot of false ego. See this knot? We all have this knot of false ego in the heart, and it strangles us. Oh, too much. So much ego in my heart. It's a really hard heart. So kirtan is meant to soften the heart. There it becomes some liquid. That some tears are coming. What are these tears? Oh, I'm so bad. No, these tears are not the tears. Oh, I'm so hopeless. No, these are not the tears. Oh, I want pizza. Too much austerity. This prasadam is too light. Don't worry, on Friday it will all come, you know. Already everyone in Croatia, they all prepare the schlag. Yeah, I know they need now schlag, and you know it will all come with butter and cream through the ferries. Don't worry, Friday evening. So the tears are different. The tears are, oh, I want, as Mahaprabhu expresses, a beggar. You can see in Govardhan, we see sometimes these beggars. They go like, and you know, then if you don't understand, they have their little child on the lap, you know, and the child has, you know, like what is it called, mucus, you know, just little, and they go, little child, and then it breaks your heart. Okay, what do you want? And then you become disappointed because they have a huge feast. They are beggars, professional beggars. They don't need this. They have a lot on Govardhan. You can get a lot if you know the right spots where the Westerners are making their Govardhan retreat. That's a good spot for a beggar. No, a real beggar is really like, oh, it's so thin. His arms are so thin. You can see the veins in the arm. He has not eaten for months proper food, only some broken, hard ship rice, useless rice, you know, which doesn't nourish anyone any longer. And he really like, he's also usually very humble. The aggressive beggars are usually not really in the place of beggars. But if you see someone who's humbly begging, give him something. They are the real ones. They need it. You know. These are the tears which you say. Become a beggar. What will you do without love in your heart? Let me ask you this question. How long will you exist without love in the heart? It doesn't work. So this is the idea. So much to say. Prabhupada writes, those who are under the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand that his mode of worship of the Supreme Lord Krishna in separation is the real worship of the Lord. When the feelings of separation become very intense, one attains the stage of meeting with Shri Krishna. So-called devotees like the Sahajiyas cheaply imagine they are meeting Krishna in Vrindavan. Such thinking may be useful, but actually meeting Krishna is possible through the attitude of separation taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On a morning walk in Honolulu, do I say it right? Honolulu. That is an interesting word. Honolulu. My God, is that melodic. Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's a sannyasi. He has no necessity. Why is he crying? What does he want? He has given up the whole world, became a sannyasi. He is not wanting anything. Why is he crying so much? He is crying for Govinda. That is real necessity. Govinda vidahename. Govinda necessity. I like this so much, this word. Govinda necessity. You all, Prabhus and Matajis, you have a necessity, and some of you only know it a little bit. You need to know it more. Do you have a Govinda necessity? That's more important than food necessity. Mush necessity. Genya necessity. Pitha necessity. Govinda necessity. The necessity is Govinda. And he is not alone. Krishna never comes alone. Listen to this. Oh, there's again life. Again Vrindavan. Again the gopis. Again dancing. Again eating. Again everything. That is the real necessity. Prabhupada ki jai. Can you see when Prabhupada speaks like this? He's really opening the softness of his heart. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described this mood with an analogy. He said, the beggar of whom he is talking lives inside. The beggar through which helps him to get the prema dana, the real wealth, he is an interesting beggar. He describes him. He is a beggar who knows the art of meditation. And therefore, he calls this beggar, O yogi of my mind. He says, this beggar is dressed in a quilt of anxiety. Do you know what is a quilt? It's like a blanket or a chadar. So he's covered by anxiety. If you want to see people who are in anxiety, go to New York. There they are on the street, you meet them. Really, they have the anxiety in the mind. They run over the streets. They want something. It's not to be found in New York. But they try to search there. Anxiety. He wants something. This yogi of my mind always says only two words. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, oh Krishna. He wants Krishna. Alas, he's also dressed. He has a turban around the head. Hare Krishna. Is it a turban? The turban of greed. Greed. He also has bangles. You know, bangles is what Draupadi has. Draupadi's arm is full of bangles. Bangles. Bangles of distress. He's very thin. This beggar, the yogi of Mahaprabhu's mind, always studies poetry and descriptions of Lord Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. We know this from Gauranga's life. In the evening, he would always hear from Vidyapati, Chandidas, and one third author, I'm just now not remembering, Vidyapati, Chandidas, and Jayadev Goswami, Vrindavan pastimes. He wants to hear this. He has left my body, says Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This beggar couldn't find what he wanted in this body. He left the home of the body, the great treasure of material enjoyment. You know, through the body, you can get material enjoyment. So the yogi of my mind said, I'm going. And he took the 10 senses with him. And now has made them his disciples. He has convinced them to join his begging campaign. And he goes begging with all of his disciples for the remnants of Krishna's qualities, beauty, sweetness, aroma, flute sound, touch of the body. Can you imagine where the yogi of the mind of Gauranga Mahaprabhu goes begging? Who has Krishna? The gopis, Radharani. The yogi of my mind goes to the gopis, who are always relishing Krishna's sweetness, aroma, flute sound, even the touch of his body, his beauty. Now the mystic yogi of my mind went to a garden where Krishna enjoys pastimes. He sat down in this garden in mystic trance and lost his vision because of feeling extensive separation. My dear devotees, this is better than Rumi. This is real poesy. Read this, you know, don't be apathetic to real poesy. This you can find in the Antya Lila, chapter 14, text 52 and 53 and onwards. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he teaches this mood, this inner orientation in the heart, this opening of the heart to Krishna, this not only accepting Krishna in the heart, but longing for him, you know. The heart's qualities are vrittis. Vrittis are waves and vasanas, which usually, when the heart is impure, run towards the material energy. A purified heart will have waves, vrittis, thought waves, they are called, running towards Krishna. And this is what he expresses in the analogy of the beggar who leaves the house of the body and goes to long for Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be in that small little room in the Gambira in Jagannath Puri. Who has seen the Gambira of you? Oh, that's a good proportion. And you have seen an actual size, or have you seen on a photo? You have seen? It's amazingly small. Have you also wondered, my God, is it small? Have you thought? How will he sleep in this room? Because he was very tall. I forgot the size, but it was above 2 meters. The size of the deities in Mayapur? Yes, you know, or you think? Yes, they say like this. Oh yeah, right, I remember, life size they said. Yes. Have you seen the deities in Mayapur? Gauranga Mahaprabhu, have you seen? Very big. When I saw it the first time, I thought, so big? And then you feel very small, you go down. What is your size, Chapko? 188. And you are already... So, Chapko is quite tall. Maybe the tallest. If he stands straight, he is maybe... No, Dhammagup, what is your size?
190.
Oh, good. Dhammagup, would you just please... don't worry. I will not use you to that everyone laughs about you. Don't worry. Please just come. Dhammagup told me yesterday, I was singing in the kirtan to serve Krishna. So here you have a body to serve Krishna. Look at this huge size. This is 190 centimeters. So Mahaprabhu was about 30 centimeters higher. That's really tall. I mean, that's really big. Yeah. Can you imagine the head is 30 centimeters taller? No, I think it was 40. This is so much more. He was a giant. More than these, sometimes we see the baseball players coming and we feel like, where does his body stop? We feel like this. Mahaprabhu was one of those. Thank you, Dhammagup. Thank you very much. You're a very wonderful servant. You have engaged your body to this morning in good service for Krishna. Because we need to, you know, we need to see this to understand. Otherwise, we have a theoretical concept. Yes, he was a little tall, but this tall? Woohoo! Have you ever seen these tall people in the airport? What are they playing? Baseball? Basketball, not baseball. Is there a difference? It's the thing which is so high. Yeah, because then it's easier to reach in the basket. I know everything now. Yes. That's why it's actually cheating, you know. Because it's easier for them, isn't it? They are carefully bred, maybe. You know, with jeans, they go. It's really, they are really so tall that you think it's some. You first, I saw such a person, and I said to him, "I have a question. How is it when one is so tall? Does everyone look down on you? You know, because it looks animal. You know, to be so tall." And he looked at me. He said, "Man, I'm a basketball basketball player or baseball player. He must have said basketball. I got mixed up. Man, I'm a basketball player. I'm playing here with the Yugoslavs. I'm quite confident about myself. You know, he thought it was an offense, but I just wanted to know. It looked so monstrous, you know, like having an extra leg or an extra an ear on the cheek, you know, or something. No, it's all right, you know, he wanted to say. So Mahaprabhu, let us not stay in this place. He was very, very tall, but somehow he was in the small room, the Gambira, and he must have lied in a half moon shape, you know, but in the night he would sit up and he would chant Krishna, Krishna, with deep feelings of separation, in the mood of Radha, yearning for Krishna. And while he would do this, he would rub his soft cheek on the wall. It said about Krishna's body that it's as soft as yogurt. You know, when you have a yogurt cup and you touch the yogurt, it's very soft and cooling, isn't it? So Mahaprabhu had a very soft body, and he was hurting himself being so much in that mood of separation. He was just moving. It's a little bit like when you look, when there is a good kirtan, you can see the devotees go like this. Have you seen? Like this? They go like this. Or they chant, they go like this. Someone who moves really a lot like this, I've seen, is Radha Kripa. She really, in this beginning of the, so he was moving like this, but on the wall, and blood was oozing out. So the devotees decided, this can't go on, our Lord is hurting themselves. So they had to give him a servant, Shankara, in the night, who was guarding the Lord that he wouldn't hurt his cheek out of deep longings for Krishna. And because the room was very, very small, it was really small, Shankara would, you know, lie down, and Mahaprabhu would put his legs on him, because it was a very small room, so that whenever Mahaprabhu would move, Shankara would be awake and see that Mahaprabhu wouldn't hurt himself in his separation for Krishna. Therefore, he became known as Shankara, the pillow of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That's how the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu called him, Shankara, the pillow. Would be nice to be known as the pillow of God, you know. Wonderful. So this is the mood of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And in the workshop this morning, we will introduce a meditation to you, how to obtain this mood or approach this mood, where to get this mood. I want to leave this now as a secret. It's now a secret. At 11 o'clock. The secret will be revealed. Mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very important for the kirtan. Therefore, in the Mangal Charana, that is a verse which we chant oftenest at lectures when we have time or when something auspicious is done, there we chant a verse about the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which was established and preached in this world by Rupa Goswami. See, mood is important for kirtan. When I say something in the wrong mood, it somehow doesn't work. If I say, Bhaskeshwar, I love you, Then you then see he's smiling. He doesn't believe it. When you hear it like this, if that is the mood, an angry mood, it just doesn't work. Braj Kishore, I really love you. You know, you know, it doesn't work like this. But if I say, I have to take a little help here. Braj Kishore, I did a terrible mistake. I'm very sorry, but I really love you. It's something else. Can you hear the vibration? I had to remember when I was in Macedonia, I did a mistake and I was sorry for that. So I had to come in the mood now. I will get out of it because I have to give this lecture. My dear devotees, if you do kirtan with Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. It's not the right mood. It doesn't work. First class mood is important. Feeling, you know, and here we come back to day number 2. Where we said, talked so much about relationship, no? That we make a relationship with Krishna. And that is very easy. We just meditate about three things. Who remember the Sambandha Gyan alignment? First, you say, you servant of Krishna, yes, we are a soul. Then, second, Krishna is my master. Third, this world is really meant only to become Krishna conscious. It's a reform place, you know. Then you get into something of the mood. But where you get the mood, that is a secret at this moment that you will learn to in the workshop. The verse here is saying this. It's not, you know, it's not a speculation of the Japa retreat team. It's really a scientific truth. There was an acharya who came, who had this in his mind to teach the mood of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Let us chant this verse, please. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutalai Svayam Rupa Garamayam Tadati Svapadantikam. Who was the Acharya? He's hidden in the verse. Rupa Goswami. It's obvious. Yeah? He wrote about this extensively in his Chaitanya Ashtakam. You can find it. Where he reveals this, the mood of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So it's important to learn this mood of separation, and you can do this in a beginning state by the simple Sambandha meditation. Please refer to your summary sheets which were distributed to you on the second day. Huh? There you can find everything from the Harinam Chintamani. But where to get it? That's for the workshop. Let me now, I wanted to do something, but I have to look at the time. One moment. Do I see it correctly? It's before 9 o'clock, or is it 8 o'clock? I see 8 o'clock. I'm joking. I just can see. I would really request you now to turn for 4 minutes to your neighbor for a very important exercise. Please find your neighbor and then I tell you the exercise. You can also do it by three, you know, if it's so difficult. You are so much more peaceful. When you first came, it was loud as if there was a big party here when you just turned to the neighbor. But now you're really, you have changed, my dear devotee. Something has happened to you. Who has not found a neighbor? Please raise your hands. Not found a neighbor. In the beginning, 10 people hadn't found the neighbor. Now you're aware. So everyone has a neighbor. Now, who, just look at your neighbor while I ask this question. Who's partner A? Yeah. Good. You will start first. And now it comes. Slojate. This is the question. I request you to be as honest as humanly possible when you answer this question. What yesterday went well for you? In the sense, what was your, where did you feel the kirtan went very well for you and why? And now comes the question. What did not go well for you? Where was your challenge yesterday? So what you can do it easy. What went good and why? And what, where were you struggling and why? It's a very important question. Please, is the question clear?
Yes.
Start now. Partner A speaks, right? Or actually, my dear devotees, if you want, you can also discuss. I think it's two partner. Yes, we are in the Balkans. We are not in Germany where it's difficult that people talk to each other. Just talk. What went good? Where was your challenge? And always give why. Why did it go good? What was good?